John 4:43. After the 2 days he left for Galilee. Now Jesus himself has pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, and they also had been there. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee when he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay ill in Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. Unless you people see signs or wonders, Jesus told him, you will never believe. The royal official said, Sir, come down before my child dies. Go, Jesus replied, your son will live. The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he still was on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired to the time when his son got better, they said to him, Yesterday at 1 PM, the fever left him. Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus said to him, Go, your son will live. So he and his whole household believed. This was the second sign Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee.
过了那两天，耶稣离开了那地方。 因为耶稣自己做见证者说，先知在本地是没有人尊敬的。 到了加利利，加利利人既然看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事情，就接待了他，因为他们也是去那儿过节。耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前把水变为酒的地方。有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农已然患病。他听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见他。 求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他的儿子快要死了。耶稣就对他说：“若不看见神迹，你们总是不能相信。”那大臣就说：“先生，求您趁着我的孩子还没有死的时候就下去。”耶稣对他说：“回去吧，你的儿子活了。”那人信耶稣所说的话就回去了。正下去的时候， 他的仆人迎见他，说他的儿子已经活过来了。他就问什么时候见好的，他们说昨天卧时，热就已经退了。他便知道这正是耶稣对他儿子说：“你儿子复活的时候。”他自己和全家人就相信了。这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，是他从犹太州回去以后所行的事情。
大家好，我是主播Kiki。第二阶段的名字是读经大讲堂，英文名字是Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我都会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后英格瑞 Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习和问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动能给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是对姐姐的相关问题采访。 今天是约翰福音的第八讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki, Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂, English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner, then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in depth learning and program discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issues. Today is our 8th lecture on the Gospel of Joy. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. So firstly, still my summary of joy study time. Hello everyone, below is my my fundamental summary. Jesus, he is a very special person who could do amazing things. I died far away, sorry Tom, went back to his old home in Galilee after doing great stuff in Jerusalem for a big party called the Passover Festival. Even though he was there, people didn't really respect him so much as a prophet should be in their own tongue. But when the locals saw that, what he did in Jerusalem, they were excited and welcomed him warmly. Jesus went to a place in Galilee where he once changed water into wine. There, a very important person whose son was very sick asked him to come to make his son better. Jesus said that some people need to see amazing things to believe. The worried dad kept asking Jesus to help before it was too late. Jesus told that man his son was getting better. But the man believed him, also starting walking home. On his way, some helper met him with good news that his son was already feeling better. They said the boy got feel better the day before at a certain time in the afternoon. The dad realized that was exactly when Jesus said his son would be okay. So the dad and everyone in his family started to believe in Jesus because of this miracle stuff. The story of the sick boy getting better was considered the second special thing that Jesus did after coming back from Judea to Galilee. Now, my sister, make a summary of my Bible study.
Hello, sister. Your summary was very good. People who heard about Jesus before expected that he can meet their needs too. That was because this Roman soldier came to Jesus to ask him for help.
妹妹你好，这次你总结得非常好。以前听说过耶稣的人希望他也能满足其他人的需要，那是因为这个罗马士兵来找到耶稣寻求帮助。
The Bible mentioned one important thing too. When we had a miracle, we should investigate when it happened and maybe get a testimony from the doctor to confirm that it was a supernatural healing to give the glory to God about what he has done.
圣经还提到了一件重要的事情。当我们发生奇迹的时候，我们应该调查它是何时发生的。也许从医生那里得到证词。以确认这是一种超自然的治愈，以便将荣耀归给上帝所做的一切。Okay, based on Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related issues. The first one, sister, how do modern day people typically perceive miracles or signs from a religious or spiritual perspective? Sister, what do you think of the miracles Jesus performed?
当代人通常从宗教或者精神角度如何来看待奇迹和征兆呢？姐姐，你又是如何来看待所谓的奇迹呢？
The problem with miracles is today the same as it has been in the time of Jesus. When people see a lot of miracles, they search for the miracle, but not the reconciliation with God through the blood of Jesus, which he gave on the cross.
今天关于奇迹的问题与耶稣的时代实际上是一样的。当人们看到很多奇迹出现的时候，他们存在着并找寻着，而不是通过耶稣在十字架上所流的鲜血与上帝进行和解。
Jesus knew that there were a lot of people around him with this motivation, and this is why he often criticized the people by believing only because of the miracles.
耶稣知道他周围有很多人怀着这种动机，这就是为什么他经常批评那些因为奇迹而相信的人。
But at the same time, Jesus had mercy with the people. He said they are like sheep without a pastor, and a lot of miracles he performed, he did because of mercy with the people.
但与此同时，耶稣也怜悯百姓，他曾说百姓就像没有牧师的绵羊，他创造了很多的神迹，
因为耶稣对人们具有怜悯之情。Second issue, in what ways do people today seek healing or miracles for themselves or their loved ones? And what's your healing way?
当今人们通过哪些方式为自己或者亲人寻求治愈或者奇迹呢？姐姐，你的治愈方法又是什么呢？
We are in a religious age. People search for God because of the blessings and the healings. But Jesus is more than a healer. He heals us from a sickness that nobody on earth can heal. The sickness of our sin and the price of sin is death.
我们处在一个宗教时代，人们因为祝福而医治，而寻求上帝的帮助。但耶稣不仅仅是一个医治者，他治愈了我们地球上没有人能治愈的疾病，我们的罪孽和罪孽的代价其实就是死亡。
Jesus gives us eternal life, and even our body dies here on earth, our soul will live in the paradise with Jesus at the day will come, when Jesus will restore our body in the grave, and we are created once again to live with him as a complete person in heaven.
耶稣给了我们永生，即使我们的身体在地球上死去，我们的灵魂将与耶稣一起生活在天堂中。总有一天，耶稣将在坟墓中恢复我们的身体，我们将再次被创造为与他一起生活，成为的那种完整的人，也就是生活在天堂中的人。
There is nothing wrong to pray to Jesus when we are sick. James says we shall call the elders of our church when somebody is sick, but he says in the same sentence the person will be saved. He don't say healed.
当我们生病时向耶稣祈祷并没有什么错误。雅各曾说，有人生病的时候我们会打电话给我们教会的长老。但他也同时说这个人会得救，他并没有说他会被治愈。
Nice one, sister. What role do beliefs in supernatural intervention play in people's coping mechanism during times of crisis or illness?
在危机或疾病的时期，超自然的干预信任在人们的应对机制中发挥了什么样的作用呢？
When people have belief in God, they don't lose hope so easily as non-believers.
当人们信上帝的时候，他们不会像非信徒那样容易迷失自我。
I read a book which was written by a medical doctor, and he witnessed that people who believe have more hope and better health to come out of their sickness. He witnessed that each supernatural belief helps, but especially the Christians recovered their health after sickness sooner than other people.
我读过一本书，曾经是一位医生所创作的。他见证了一些事情，相信有很多人希望得到更好的健康，来摆脱他们的疾病。他曾见证了每一种超自然的信仰对人类的帮助，尤其是基督徒在患病后会比其他人更快地恢复健康。
Nice one, sister. How do societal attitudes toward individuals with special abilities or powers differ across different cultures and communities today? Sister, are you frustrated because your power is not fully utilized?
当今不同的文化和社区对具有特殊能力或者权力的个人社会态度是不同的。姐姐，你是否因为自己的权力没有得到过充分的发挥而感到沮丧呢？
No, I'm not frustrated about this. The Word of God says nobody can take something that heaven did not give him, and we should see that nothing depends on us, all is given by God.
不，我对此并不感到沮丧。神曾经说过，上天没有赐予他的东西，更没有人能拿走什么。我们应该看到的是，没有什么取决于我们，我们所拥有的一切都是上帝赐予给我们的。
When I do something for God, sometimes it is better to go one step back and leave the place to another person. It may be that the person has less power and qualification, but others shall have a chance to develop themselves too.
当我为上帝做事情的时候，有的时候我需要退后一下，把自己的位置让给另一个人。也许这个人的权力和资历比我更少，但是其他人也需要有相应的机会来发展自己。Next one, sister. How does the concept of faith impact the decision-making process of individuals facing life-threatening situations or difficult circumstances? For example, we face layoff from company. 信念概念如何影响面临生命威胁或者是困难情况下个人的抉择过程的？比如说，现在很多人会面临失业的问题。
Hebrews says, don't cast away your confidence because it will give you a reward. If we are in a difficult situation, we should read the Bible and we see that there were so many people, especially in the Old Testament, who lived in a situation with no hope and no solution. When God was faithful with them, he will do it for us too.
希伯来书上曾说过，不要丢掉你的信念。因为他会赐予你更多的奖赏。如果我们处于困难的境地当中，我们应该读一下圣经。我们会看到有很多人，尤其是在旧约圣经当中的人们，他们生活在没有希望、没有解决办法的情况下。当神对他们显现出实力的时候，他也会为我们这样的人来做的。Next one, sister.Have you ever been discouraged because Jesus didn't hear your heart praying? 你是否因为耶稣基督没有听到过你内心的祷告而灰心丧气过呢？
Yes, for a little moment, but I focused on God and I wrote the song, Your Wisdom is Higher Than Mine. A few months later, God opened a new door, which was much better than the door he closed for me.
是的，有这样的时候，但我会专注于上帝。我曾经创作了这样的一首歌，你的智慧比我的高。几个月之后，上帝为我又打开了一盏全新的门，而这扇门比他为我关闭的门要好得多。Next one, sister. To what extent do people today rely on others, such as religious figures or spiritual leaders, to provide guidance and reassurance during moments of distress?I feel that incompetent people are particularly prone to losing themselves and being coerced by technical elements. 在当今，很多人很多程度上依赖宗教或者是精神领袖这样的人，他们会在危难时候会得到一些指导和帮助，但是我感到当代人实际上很容易迷失自己。他们被很多科学元素所裹挟了。
I think following a corporation or a religious leader is very dangerous. There are so many psychopaths today who say they are Christians and they have a gift of God, but they are wolves in sheep dress.
我认为追随公司或者宗教领袖是一件危险的事情。当今社会有很多精神病人说他们也是基督徒，并且会拥有上帝的恩典，实际上他们都是披着羊皮的狼。
When someone does not know the Bible well and just goes to church for bank warming, it is easy for the psychopath to influence them by a harmful manner.
当一个人不太了解圣经而去教堂送温暖的时候，这样的精神病人很容易以有害的方式去影响那些想要信耶稣基督的人。
Therefore, our life with God should be focused in discipleship of Jesus, not of a pastor or preacher. We should become mature Christians who can see if something comes from God or not.
因此，我们与神的生活应该集中在真正的耶稣门徒身上。 而不是牧师或者传道人的身份。我们应该成为成熟的基督徒，能够看出某件事是否来自于上帝。Next one, sister. How do personal experience of witnessing or hearing about a miraculous events influence individuals' beliefs and worldview in today's society?
姐姐，目睹或者听到奇迹事件的个人经历会如何影响当今社会个人的信仰和世界观呢？
I always think this miracle come from God or not, because in the Bible we can read that the Antichrist, in other words the devil, in the last time will do more miracles than Jesus did.
我一直在想一件事情，奇迹到底是不是上帝赐予我们的？因为在圣经中我们可以读到，跟基督作对的人，也就是末世的魔鬼，会比耶稣本人创造更多的神迹。
I believe in the miracle by faith in Christ, but if it's not good for me and not according to God's will, I prefer to have no miracle.
我因信基督而相信神迹，但这如果对我并没有什么好处，也并不符合神的本意，我宁愿没有神迹出现。
Next one, sister. So, as someone who has experienced life, please briefly talk about how your worldview was gradually formed. I hope it would be helpful to current young people.
作为过来人，请简单说一下你的世界观是逐步如何形成的，希望对年轻人有所帮助。
It is very difficult to explain because I lived in several countries and cultures. I have been living here in Chile for 14 years and I am 11 years married to a Chilean. In this time, I learned that the most important thing is to share with the family good and bad situations.
实际上很难理解，因为我曾经在多个国家和文化的当中生活了很久。实际上到今年为止，我已经在智利生活了14年，与一个智利人已经结婚了11周年。这一次我明白了最重要的事情是与家人分享好的和坏的事情。
In Europe, often your friends blaze family, but when you are really down and in troubles, it is your family who stands in Chile behind you.
在欧洲的时候，你的朋友常常取代你的家人，但当你真正陷入困境的时候，在智利，你的家人是会站在你的身后的。
It is said that the people here lose that tradition step by step too.
可悲的是，现在的人们也一步步失去了这样的传统。
But the most important thing is not to stop to confide in Jesus Christ. When all run away and you are without hope, He is the light that will guide you, and His word and the Bible is a lamp for your foot, who gives you good counsel what to do.
但重要的是，不要停下来相信耶稣基督的脚步。当一切都逃跑了，你没有希望的时候，他则是指引你的光。他的话语，他的圣经是你脚下的灯，会给你非常好的劝解。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年夏天快乐哦，我们下期再会。